If you're looking for bright spots in the North Carolina unemployment report, well, good luck.
This is undoubtedly a disappointing jobs report.
Alan Fryer is an analyst with the NC Budget and Tax Center.
We see a weakening private sector and long-term decay in public sector employment as well.
Fryer says the private sector shed more than 7,000 jobs last month. If we broaden out to the past year, the private sector has only grown 1% in terms of jobs. Government jobs actually increased a little from July to August, but Fryer says that's a blip on the radar when you look at how state and local governments have been hemorrhaging jobs the past few years. Last year alone, North Carolina cut 4,000 of them. Fryer says that's a big difference from past recessions and recoveries, when the public sector has usually tried to cushion the downturn.
This is the first recession, at least since the 1930s, where across the country, local and state governments have responded to recession not by raising new revenues, but rather by cutting spending and laying off workers. And that's just added to the problem.
Fryer says that makes for a pretty simple and depressing economic formula. Weak private sector growth plus government layoffs equals high unemployment. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.